Pace.
Calistov.
Calistov.
Well, let's wait a minute or two.
Okay.
I responded to your email.
Okay, thank you.
We're going to be reading from the Zohar, Parashat Emor, starting with Pasuk 14, and section 4. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei adenu kananei aleinu ma'asei adenu kananei. Diku da da. Lesadra kahana bekar yoma botzinin beveni nisha vehaukni mukmana baraza dinora vayuhu ha'laza kegavna Dilela begin din hiru ila bin shak reluk nachit alasha ditahana bekad mata levatarihu alik the am here. Shemen hatov al harosh v'gomen uktiv ki shemen mishkat Elohav alav v'gomer v'al da'it yahiv rishu v'kachana bilkodo v'sad rabut simen v'le adlata lito בכל יומה תירן זינין לקבל נפירו דיהודה תירן זינין קרבנה בכל יומה תירן זינין בכל איץ תריך. This is being taught by the Reaya Mehemna, the faithful shepherd, which is Moshe. The priest is commanded to daily arrange lamps in the temple. We have explained this in relation to the candelabra. This secret is in the likeness of above, since the supernal light in the anointing oil first runs over the head of the supernal priest, which is the first three sephirot of Zeranpin. Then he kindles the lamps, namely the sephirot of Malchut, the illuminations of fire, and makes them illuminate as written. It is like the precious ointment upon the head, and the anointing oil of his Elohim is upon him. Thus only the priest is permitted to arrange the lamps and light them twice a day, to correspond to the illumination of unity that occurs twice, and the daily offering, which is offered twice daily, is all that is needed. My commentary. This teaching from the Zohar is coming from the soul of Moshe. This is the meaning of the term Reaya Mehemna, the faithful shepherd. The energy of the high priest represents unity in the physical world. Even if the world is still separated into different aspects, the high priest is capable of uniting all aspects, or at least is supposed to be capable to do this. If not during the Yom Kippur ritual, he will die. The high priest lights the light below in the Holy of Holies, since he represents this essence of unity in the physical world. It is interesting to note that the Talmud speaks of one high priest who lived as high priest for more than 80 years. And in the times of the Second Temple, which allowed corruption to creep into the system, there were more than 80 high priests who died in their first year. To explain this a little further, the high priest was elected by the Sanhedrin and was supposed to be the highest soul of all the Kohanim. If he was capable and pure and holy, he lived through the procedure of entering the Holy of Holies on Yom Kippur. If he was not, he dies when he entered. As such, he entered while having a rope around his right leg, so that his body could be removed if it became necessary, meaning if he died in the Holy of Holies. Since no one else could enter, how were you going to remove his body? During the Second Temple, the Talmud indicates the corruption had entered the aspects of the spiritual world. And so the corruption was in the purchasing of the votes of the Sanhedrin. And even people who were not Kohanim would attempt to purchase the high priesthood, totally committing suicide, so to speak. We can even take lessons from this procedure regarding the purchasing of political power in the U.S. presidency, although it does not rise to the level of dying if someone is not qualified. This pasuk is also hinting at Hebrew astrology, since there is a full and complete astrological science cycle in each day, and also each hour, and even within each minute. Most people do not consider this in their lives, and most people would not be able to make the appropriate calculations. And to my knowledge, no Hebrew astrologer, of which there are very few, are using the computer for these purposes. Pasuk 15. V'yal yedei dekachana naharin butzinin v'kola eila v'tata lemech du chedu ulashkecha Chedu bekol sitrin v'ad lekunta devutzinin v'hatirein ilain al yedei dikachana v'ishtacha chedu bekol sitrin v'ilain inun rad lekuta Devutzinin uktoret v'kaokimna uketoret v'haukmina shemen uktoret yishamach lev ayin kach raya mahimena. The candles are shining everywhere by means of the priest above and below. So there will be rejoicing, and so that joy would abound in all directions, namely right and left, with the lighting of the lamps. For those who too are performed by the priest, so that joy would abound in every direction. The kindling of the lamps and incense. We have already explained that ointment and perfume, incense, rejoice the heart. This is the end of the teaching by Moshe, the Re'aya Mehemna, the faithful shepherd. My commentary. What causes you to become happy? When you wake up and want to go back to sleep, but by the time you are off to school or work, you have changed your feelings and are looking forward to the day. What changed? This is the light that your soul senses. This is the fulfillment that comes from the lighting of the menorah. This is why it is recommended to read and study this section of Torah twice a day, just as the high priest lit the menorah every day. Twice a day. Many people substitute Psalm 67 and read it from the sheet Shaviti that looks like a menorah. Instead, I have on the Yeshem website a recording and the Shaviti of the Psalm 67. I have not ever taught the incense section, but it is well worth learning. And it is well worth doing twice a day. Are there any questions? That's the end of section 4. Section 5. And his sister, the virgin. Starting with Pasuk 16. Bila achoto bibutula b'ha betula hakrova e'la v'gomer maketi v'e'la kiin v'shelo hakaro v'e'la v'gomer ribi abba patas mize Ba me adom chamutz begadim mi batra begomer mi ze ba me adom zamin kudsha berithu lelavsha levu sheinu kba al adom diacharevu peteya Biokidu Eitaleya Bigalu Knesset Yisrael Beinei Amaya Umebad Leho Nikmat Amin Adishtachun Kol Turin Miture Alma Malyan Mikatulei Amin Umikre Lekol Ofadishmaya Ilaihu Lekol Chevavta Vara Yit Zenun Bineihu Tirei Sarya Achei Yofadishmaya Shevashanin Adila Tisparara Nivubla Tidhu Aidiktiv Kizevach Lashem Bevatsla Vitaevach Gado Be'eretz Edom Adinu Lushin Yistavun Ha'kidiktiv The call Malhushai Egalti. And for his sister, a virgin that is near to him. The preceding verse says, but for his kin that is near to him. Rabbi Abba opened with the verse, who is this that comes from Edom with crimson garments from Batsra? Who is this that comes from Edom means that the Holy One, blessed be he, will be garbed with a garment of vengeance upon Edom for their ruining his temple and burning his holy and exiling the congregation of Israel among the nations. He will take revenge upon them forever. until all the mountains in the world will fill with the dead of the nations, and the birds of the sky will be summoned upon them to feed upon their cadavers. Every wild beast will feed on them for 12 months, and the birds of the sky for 7 years, until the land will not bear their disgrace. This is the meaning of, for Hashem had a sacrifice in Batsra and a great slaughter in the land of Edom. Until this raiment of vengeance will be defiled by those killed. This is the meaning of, and I have stained all my raiments. My commentary. This is a well-known prophecy for the nation of Edom. Look closely at the idea that vengeance will be defiled, not that vengeance defiles. I'm going to change the controls. I'm getting some static. If you want to ask a question, please press star 6. I'm going to start reading again with my commentary. This is a well-known prophecy for the nation of Edom. Look closely at the idea that vengeance will be defiled, not that vengeance defiles. It's a very significant difference. This is the same idea that Pharaoh defends his enslaving the Hebrew nation, because Hashem prophesizes to Abraham that the nation will be enslaved for 400 years. The truth is, the nation of Egypt took the slavery too far and caused too much suffering. When enough people will die and the blood will get out of control, the potential for vengeance defying ourselves is real. We need to be careful. In fact, I am of the opinion that we should let the other nations wreak the vengeance, and we should be praying for mercy upon Edom. That is truly loving kindness when we forgive someone who hurt us. In fact, we need to do this at the highest level, since we caused Edom to abuse us over the centuries by our own actions. This is what Kabbalah actually teaches. Pasuk 17. Chamutz begadim mibatra. Begin to me nahtu uklusin di alma lechaila al Yerushalem veinun sharu leukta hekala uvne adom me agreen shurin. Viralamu avne yisoda haidikti yuzachor Hashem livne adon begomer haomrim aru aru ad hayisod ba. With crimson garments from Batsra, because legions of the world came out from Batsra to wage war against Jerusalem. They started to burn the holy, while the children of Edom were demolishing the walls and uprooting cornerstones. This is the meaning of remember Shechem against the children of Edom the day of Jerusalem, when they said, raise it to its very foundation. My commentary. Batsra is a code word in this prophecy about Edom, and also for the end of days. Batsra means in or with trouble. If you pray for trouble, you activate the boomerang spiritual law, which says that trouble that you cause comes back to you. The temple was destroyed not as trouble, but the effect of the actions of the children of Israel. There is no reason for trouble to return to Egypt, unless they made more trouble than was necessary. We cannot know for certain if it is necessary, just as we can pray for no trouble, and then the boomerang law will return to us, no trouble. That is what I think is important for us, the children of Israel, to do. Pasuk 18. Zechadur bilgusho be'inun ugushay denukma tizamin le'al besha zohar barov kohocho mahutsu emechata bar kimadi kiramim tachtecha yiblu ve'gomer amru Yisrael Yishaya Manu Din Diavit Kol Kach Betach Ve'amar Ani Medaber Bitzdaka Ahudi Hu Rav Yoshia Ahudikti Be'a Ohev Tzedaka U'mishpat Ve'ihu tzedaka mamash ve'ihu rav lehoshia. This one that is glorious in his apparel, that is with the garments of vengeance he will don, striding in the greatness of his strength. Striding refers to breaking, as it is written, the people fall under you. Israel said to Isaiah, who is that will accomplish so much? He opened with the verse, I will speak in righteousness. He that is mighty to save, he of whom it is written, he loves righteousness and judgment. Actual righteousness, namely Malchut, that is called righteousness, and he is mighty to save. Hanok's commentary. It is necessary that the power of the Western mindset needs to be broken. This is what the prophecies refer. This mindset can be changed by your choice, or it may have to be broken with chaos. Let us hope that it comes without chaos. Pasuk 19. Bekol kach lama begin digarmu lekach yud lemecheve shekivat leavra begaluta umin paliara kimadiktiv nafla lo tosif kum betulat Yisrael uvkich Kuchabarichu Yilbash Levushe Nukbalayhu Lesabalon Biskiu Dekatuya Dikti Vekom Gailbusha Agalti Egalti. Wherefore all that? Because they caused the congregation of Israel to lie in the dust in exile and fall to the ground as written, the virgin of Israel is fallen. She shall no more rise. For that the Holy One bless thee will don for them garments of vengeance to defile them with many dead, as it is written, and I have stained all my raiment. I am adding, as said in my commentary above, we are the cause of what happens to us, yet it can go overboard and be too much. When that happens, let Hashem balance the universe. We may not be able to control ourselves when the bloodlust gets going, God forbid. Pasuk 20. V'kol kach lama diktin v'la achoto ha-betula ha-krova e'lav asher lo haita v'ish v'lav hula keya de'esav v'la chavat de'ad be'yav de'ahu diktin Deya ish yodea tzayid ish shadet la yitama beinun levushin benukma dezamin leistava beinun uflusin diktiv beya la yitama begina begin Tehi shikivat le'afra v'ruba e'li akama laha hidikiv kumi ori kiva ores. And wherefore all that, since it is written, and for his sister a virgin that is near to him and who has had no husband? Who is the holy Shekhinah, sister to Zeron Ben, who is not the portion of Esav, and was not the lot of him of whom it says, a cunning hunter, a man of the field? For her he may be defiled, for her sake, with those garments of vengeance that will be defiled among the multitude of the dead mentioned before. Therefore it is written, for her he may be defiled, for her sake. Because she is lying in exile in the dust, and he wants to raise her. This is the meaning of arise, shine, for your light has come. I am adding, there are many people who see these actions as being caused by others, instead of recognizing ourselves as the cause. There is much to be learned from these verses in this section. That's the end of section 5. Does anybody have any questions? Section 6 is titled I forget, I didn't write what the title is. Pasuk 21. Lo yikrehe, lo yikrehe, karcha berosham, rebi osi amar, lo yikrehe, beheima, ka'ama ela, ha'hu shemen, ila adi hu mashach, Ravut kudshab de'ashlim de'da'ashilim lekol shivya yomim kama de'itimar diktiv ki shivat yamim yamalet yedifem haru shemen ila'a it Itiade Mineya Vitkerach Ihu Afkim Resheya Begin Deresha Dikahana Ila Halu Shemen Ila Ave Vialda La Levia Leya Lekahana Dil Sata Leahaza Beya Begar Meya Begimu Kalil Kailal Behai Atimar Ugin Kah good to behave. They shall not make boldness. The Hebrew word is yikrehu on their head. Rabbi Yosef said, what is the reason yikrehu is spelled with a hey at the end? He answers that supernal ointment, the plenty of Abba, is the holy anointing oil that consecrates all 7 days, Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut. As we learn from the words, for 7 days shall he consecrate you. That supernal oil is removed from him, and baldness is made on him. If he blemishes his head for the head of the high priest, namely the first three sephirot of Zeronpin, is this supernal oil? The lights of Abba, hence the priest below, must not demonstrate any blemish in himself. As we have already learned, for corresponding to the priest above, his own deeds blemish him. Hence, make baldness is spelled with a hey. The spelling of the word for baldness with a hey comes to teach us about cause and effect. We are the cause of what happens to us. This is one of the most difficult spiritual lessons to learn within our hearts. Many people realize the truth of this law intellectually. It is not learned when it is only intellectual. We must bring the knowledge into our daily lives. Anything that comes to us is coming from our own individual actions. Even reading about a murder in Hong Kong that seems to not be significant in our lives is very significant to our lives. Learn this well and realize it is happening. It happens many times a day to you and with you. How little we truly see and recognize. That's the end of the section. Are there any questions? I'm going to change the controls back. If you have any questions, just speak out. I should be able to hear you. The announcements, Saturday night at 8:30, we have another Zohar class. I shouldn't say another Zohar class. We have a Zohar class because Saturday night starts the frame of the new energy of the week. And we can make our connection to the Zohar on Saturday night, the first spiritual action of our day, of our week. Saturday at 10:30 a.m., we are going to continue our preparation on the holidays of Pesach Sheni and Lag BaOmer and Shavuot, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, and many other days of energy. Monday at 5:30, we will have a class on the Hebrew Alphabet. Tuesday at 7 o'clock, our class is on Advanced Reincarnation. And next Wednesday at 6:30, we will continue our class in the basic classes. This will be the discussion of the second class of the calendar, where we will learn more about how the calendar is much more than measuring time. Any questions? Have a beautiful week, a beautiful month. Todesh Tov. We'll speak to you soon.
Thank you. Go to show.
Amen. God shalom, Mary.
Take care.
Take care.
Night.